Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Atlanta! What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man!
Happy Tuesday. A couple of weeks back, Mike and I were at Twin Peaks. We were doing the show, minding our own business. And not one, not two, not three, like four different guys at random times came up to us while we were out there doing the show a couple of weeks back. And all four of them had one thing that they needed to let us know. And that one thing was, y'all need to get Cam Newton. And at first, Mike and I were like, what are you talking about? And there was a guy, he was very adamant. He started buying us drinks. He was trying to convince us. Mike and this guy was like, Cam can still play, and he's better than what we got. And here's the day. Here today we are with Cam Newton throwing at Auburn's Pro Day, which is weird because he did this like 10 years ago, or 12 years ago, and you know ended up being the number one pick. But, Mike, you said that day, is Cam Newton paying you guys to come in here?
Yeah, I thought there might have been a guy wearing sunglasses and a hat down low and, you know, or maybe one of his neckerchiefs, you know, in disguise, you know, and giving guys 20s to go into Twin Peaks and tell those guys on the radio, make a ruckus, Cam now, Cam now. So, look, the dude did not play football in 2022, and his last go-around was not that inspiring. But, look, people have their guys, and, like, he is certainly at one point in this league, he was a superstar. Can he ever be that again? I don't think so, but he's going to throw because he does have the connection to Auburn, albeit one season, and it was a magical season, but he'll be out there to show people what he's still got.
I don't know, and by the way, we're not by any way suggesting that the Falcons.
No, we're not suggesting that.
All right, we said that day. We tried to convince these guys that it's not going to happen. What I will tell you, though, is when I hear Cam say what I'm about to play for you, he put this video out to promote that he's going to be there today at Auburn, Mike. I kind of agree with him. Listen to what he said.
Tell me how these randoms keep getting jobs.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to say I can't wait to say it. Oh, I love it.
Seeing a lot of people toiling the idea, and it's official. I will be throwing at Auburn's Pro Day Tuesday. 8:32, motherfucker.
Now, I got to tell you, there's nobody that can hype his own self up more than Cam Newton, right?
He's his own hype man.
Two or 3 years ago, Mike, it was, you know,
forgotten Cam, left to die.
Yeah. Now it is, how are these randoms continuing to get jobs? So let me say this. I don't know if this changes anything, but is he better than Gardner Minshew? Is he better than Andy Dalton? Is he better than Stidham or Brett Rypien, who was the backup for the Broncos, or Kyle Allen or Nick Mullins? All I'm saying is, he's right. There's a lot of guys that are backups in the league. The problem is, Mike, this is my thing. I don't think he wants to be a backup. And that's why I don't think he's going to get another job. I don't think he wants to be a backup. When you consider yourself a starter in this league, you're not going to be a guy that starts for a team, Mike, that has committed to a young guy. That's why I like the Falcons. It makes no sense for us to bring in a Cam Newton when the future, if you believe it, is going to be Ritter. It makes no sense. I just don't think he wants to be a backup.
Now, if you want to compare stats, I'll give you one off the top of your head. You said, what about Gardner Minshew?
Yes.
Well, for what it's worth, this year he did get to back up Jalen Hurts, and he had 3 touchdowns and 3 picks. Cam's last year with the Patriots, 4 touchdowns, 5 picks.
He's better.
Now, Cam did run for the football a couple of times and actually got in the end zone a couple of times his last season. But he is, he's a year removed from playing professional football.
I know. I'm just saying. Trevor Siemian, these guys are the backups.
But if we're going to go down the Cam Newton conversation, you might as well then throw in Colin Kaepernick, because each one of these guys is going to have this, fingers are this close, a snowball's chance in hell of ever being a starter again in the NFL.
So he's throwing today at Auburn. I know Auburn fans are psyched. 404-741.
I didn't realize you got another year of eligibility. I wasn't aware of.
Well, listen.
Oh, are these for the NFL?
Yeah, I guess if you want to get recognized, yes. This is the way to do it. Yes, here's the deal. Mike and I are simply saying to all the guys that came out to Twin Peaks that particular day, it's not happening here. It may happen somewhere else, but it's not happening here.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I mean, and this is not, this will be disrespectful to Cam, for those four guys that came by Twin Peaks. You know, Odell Beckham does a workout, and a couple of NFL scouts showed up. If Cam does a workout, does anybody show up? You go to Auburn, you got a built-in audience.
Yes. And by the way, it's smart. If they're going to allow you to do, I mean, why wouldn't he? He's a Heisman Trophy winner. Right. They're going to allow him to do whatever he wants. But Mike's right. If this was down here at Collins Hill High School, okay, and he went, hey, I'm going to do it's 4 or 5 scouts are showing up. Maybe. Anyways, that's going on today. We'll see how Cam throws. I found it interesting for him to hype himself up, put the video out there. But I know some guys don't think he can play. I don't know if he can play or not. What I do know is, as you start, as you start going down this list of backups, Mike.
You know, and I get, like, I get where he's
like, you say it all the time. These guys are bums.
I get where he's coming from. There's this constant run of just retreads, but guess now, Cam, you throw yourself in the mix with those retreads because you are now considered a retread.
Yeah.
You didn't have a great run. Like, now, he was jammed up with COVID that last year in New England. That kind of messed things up. But he is still a guy that, you know, he's had physical issues. He couldn't stay healthy. The accuracy, his percentages, completion-wise, have never been that great other than the MVP season. I mean, and just he fell off a table the last few years at Carolina, tried to resurrect it at Carolina. And, look, if he can rediscover something, if he can get something going and make it happen, good for him. I don't begrudge anybody trying to make a dollar in the NFL. Go for it.
I agree. And by the way,
I ain't never seen him.
Well, we saw him, but we didn't think we saw the same dude that was the 2015 MVP. And by the way, 2015 is a long time ago.
Yes, I'll do the math. That's 8 years ago.
I mean, I get it. You did those things. Yes, we can never take those things away from you, but that's a long time ago. And I don't think anybody's getting the 2015 Cam. Anyhow, it's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's going on. Hawks back in action tonight, which we'll get into. The Braves optioning Grissom and Shoemaker is making a lot of news around Major League Baseball. We're going to talk about all those things. We'd love to hear from you guys at 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Find us. He is Mike Bell, ATL. That is on Twitter. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on Facebook, Instagram, and across all social media platforms. As we mentioned, coming up in just a little bit, 4 o'clock hour, Lauren Jabari is going to join us. We'll talk to her about what's going on with the Hawks as well. And, of course, she'll be a part of the Braves broadcast as well. Mike, we talked about it yesterday with the changes that are going to be going on with Bally's.
Yeah, I know we're going to miss Paul Bird and Brian Jordan. Still trying to get some clarification on, you know, what the story was on that one. But Tom Glavin is rejoining the broadcast. And, again, there's always a bit of confusion when fans have read the stories about Bally's bankruptcy, although some guys technically do work for the Braves. The Braves are, you know, hiring the guys. Either way, we're going to see a bit of a new look, a tweak for Bally's. But we'll get the lowdown with Lauren. And a lot of folks, you're right. I had a guy today at the gym ask me, what do you think's up with Vaughn Grissom? And I said, I don't know. Peter Gammons reporting, the only guy that had this, Peter Gammons was the gospel for baseball for almost 2 decades, if not longer, and he's kind of, you know, been less relevant because he's been older and he's been out of the game, but he had some information that there was some kind of a hernia injury that he was made aware of.
Yeah, and again, I don't even know if the Braves would confirm that because they don't have to, but Mike, you're right. Peter is and has been a trusted source, so if somebody around the league had that and gave it to him, it's hard for me to say that must not be true. I would lean the other way and say it's probably more true, but the Braves aren't going to tell us that because, again, they don't want to put that out there. Either way, this decision is a big deal. We're going to get into it and talk about how it may affect the lineup, more importantly, what it may do to these guys. When you're a guy that's expected to play and you come into spring training and you lose the job, Mike, because that's what happened. You lost the job. How much does that affect Grissom? Because it can. And some guys, Mike, it doesn't, you know, affect them. Other guys, it takes a minute for them to kind of get their head right. And now you're in AAA. If he doesn't play well there, what happens, you know, when you start talking about, okay, well, what's the future look like? It's just one of those things. By the way, we're just looking at this right now. Paul Bird thanking Braves fans for their support, thanking them for the love and why he's not back this year. He says, I almost lost my wife, Kim, to a medical issue this offseason. Wow. So grateful to say that she is on the road to recovery and getting better each day. I've decided to take this season off to be at home to help her as she continues the process. So that is the situation with Paul Byrd. And, Paul, we wish you the nothing but the best, you and your family. But he has put that out there publicly, Mike. So that is why Paul Byrd will not be on the broadcast this year.
And, again, thoughts and prayers, because he's one of our favorite people. He's always good and frank about everything going down with the team and giving you strong opinions. So, yeah, that's good. I mean, at least you know what's going on there.
All right, guys. Also, we got to get into what the Falcons have done. We will. We're going to hear from Mike Hughes when we come back. One of our new DBs. And what will be his role on this team? We'll get into it as part of our headline segment coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell coming up. Your chance to win some tickets between now and 5 o'clock. Stay tuned. We've got a pair for you to go see The Offspring with Simple Plan and Sum 41. Let the Bad Times Roll Tour, August 15th at Lakewood Amphitheater. We'll give you a chance to win those tickets. Cornerbacks are like relievers. You can never have enough of them. And you never know when one's going to go down. And we've had this happen on our team, and we've seen it over the last few years, Mike, right, how much it hurts your football team when you don't have guys that can cover. So the Falcons go out, they sign Mike Hughes, and I want you to hear a little bit of what he had to say. He is a guy that has started, I think, 11 or 12 games over the last two seasons. So, you know, he's not necessarily a guy that has really lived up to his, you know, first-round billing, Mike.
Right. Because late end of first round, but still a first-rounder.
Yeah, because he's been on now a couple of different teams. Lions last year, this is a two-year deal. You heard it in the update there. We lost Isaiah Oliver, for those who don't remember or haven't heard. He's now with the 49ers. So this is a position, when we talk about slot and a guy that can cover in the slot, this is something we needed to do. And the Falcons decided that Mike Hughes is the guy that is going to be that guy, more than likely, Mike, because this makes total sense without Oliver not here.
Yeah, we thought with you know, some of the moves that they made, they're bringing in Jesse Bates, that maybe you could argue you could get Richie Grant into that same position. He could play the nickel, play the slot, also in addition, because he did that both corner and safety at UCF. But you've added some pieces. Again, guys, still have a little bit of money. You know, I mean, there's still some potential more moves for this team. And, you know, I don't know, you and I discussed it. You don't have to spend all of it, but you got to spend close to 90% of the cap space, and we still have some room.
Let's hear from Mike Hughes talking about he wanted to come to a place where he felt like he fit in.
I mean, it doesn't really matter when, you know, a franchise wants you. So when they want you, you feel like you could fit in anywhere. And, you know, I wanted to come to a place where I felt wanted. And Atlanta was definitely the right opportunity for me, and I definitely feel wanted here.
It's kind of like Brandon Cooks. It was asked basically the same question that he's been on four teams before the age of 30. He goes, well, you know, the good news is when you get traded for, somebody wants you. So that's one way to look at it.
And I don't think that should be looked at as a negative, by the way, because we've seen it. Guys, hell, the guys we signed last year to one-year deals that played really well for us, it doesn't mean that guys won't come in and get the job done. Mike Hughes was also talking about our newest corner, by the way, talking about he likes the foundation of what they're building at Flowery Branch.
We're putting together some pieces to, you know, get this thing rolling. You know, I'm just excited to get to work with the guys. And I think over the course of building up to the season, I think what's important is that we have to find a foundation of, you know, to get things rolling. And I think once we lay down that foundation, then we can start really building on, you know, getting this thing turned around. And, you know, I'm looking forward to doing that.
So with this signing, it tells us that the team believes that Casey Hayward, our other corner who was injured last year, is going to be ready for camp and be 100%. Now, Hayward is recovering from a pectoral surgery, Mike. So that happened last year. He started six games. He says he's doing good, and he'll be ready for camp. So as of right now, and things could change. Uh-huh. They could go sign another guy. But it is AJ, and it is Casey, and now you've got Mike Hughes in the slot. We're kind of replacing, you know, Isaiah Oliver's role there. And then, of course, we went and signed Jesse Bates. And I kind of like the secondary, at least the look of what I'm projecting that's going to happen.
Right.
I like what I'm seeing, Mike.
Well, there's nobody named Fabian Moreau out there, which was 2 years ago. And that's what, again, we last couple of years, we had to be ballers out of budget to spackle the secondary together. So, yeah, you could argue we're getting upgrades. Not household names, but a former first-round pick who's got some skills. And, again, probably slotted, as you said, in the slot. So, I mean, you were maybe looking at some of the Eagles play. Yeah, there was a couple of guys who were like the brand names at corner. If you want to go long term, they're kind of doing it a little bit piecemeal right now. But I love, you know, getting Jesse Bates in here, AJ Terrell, and then Casey Hayward played really well before he got hurt. If people don't remember.
Yeah, he did. The other Falcons story, by the way, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down. Call ATL Live Well today. This report by our buddy Josh Kendall at The Athletic. that the Falcons will not pick Jalen Carter, even if he is there at 8. And look, I don't want to believe this, but I think it's more likely to be true because of the questions that have been going on. But the bigger thing for me is, how can you tell me, Mike, that you want the best players and you're willing to draft the best players and I'm going to take the best player available? Because everybody says it. I'm going to take the best player available and then potentially pass on Jalen Carter. How can you say that if you're the Falcons, where we're not loaded with talent? How can you say if he's available at 8 that you're not willing to even take a chance on seeing if Jalen Carter would turn out to be the kind of player that we all think he's going to be in the NFL, yeah, right? I get the question marks. We talked about this. But to hear Josh Kendall say, well, it's not going to happen. Like, they're not going to pick him at 8. Well, then you're not picking the best players. You're not taking the best available talent at 8 if you're going to tell me you're going to pass on him.
Yeah, I just I don't know where the teams are. And this is why when we had the whole thing drop up and he was up there basically ready to speak at the combine, and some listeners go, you know, what is the combine about? How much do you get about the interviews and the stuff that you really can't quantify? They're looking for a little bit of maturity. They're looking for guys. You might, like, a lot of these guys, football factors, you make mistakes. Sometimes it's varying degrees of criminality, but you recognize the skill set. This guy put together a really awful workout on the heels of what just happened with him getting, obviously having to leave the combine, go to Athens, you know, turn himself in, come back. Now, you know, waiting to get this thing adjudicated, he put on nearly 10 pounds. As Rob Tribble pointed out, that's like less than, what, 0.01% of his body fat? The guy's a big boy, but whatever the number was. I just think, considering you've had this need for decades and you've got a guy, if he can keep his head on straight. And that's a risk for anybody in the draft. That's why the draft is a coin flip, Carl. That's why 50% of these guys crap out. Yeah. But everybody in the NFL is going to have an opinion. There's one team that's not going to have an issue with this. And if we lose this guy and he goes on to be a rock star, well, then this is one we're going to be talking about Fontenot blowing.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Listen, my bigger issue is, don't tell me. Like, now that
this is out there.
I
mean, because you and I were talking before the show. I just think, now, again, everybody's got their guys, and if he got the story, okay. So you're making the Falcon fan nation basically aware this is not happening?
Well, but here's the issue, Mike. You've not told us that you're not interested in other guys. You've not said...
Well, Lamar Jackson.
Well, no, but that's free agency. We're talking about the draft. Yeah. You've not come out and said, oh, Christian Gonzalez had a great 40, but we're not interested. You've not told us that. You've not said, well, we're loaded at running back, but we might not take Bijan Robinson. You've not said that to us. So when you say this, right, you're letting it be known, allegedly, that we're not going to take him, and if he's there's no reason for you guys to get excited, because we're going to let you guys know right now we're out on this. And that part of it, if in fact is true, is disturbing. Because if we had tons of talent, if we were the Eagles, I would be like, okay, I get it. We got five guys. We're not. And I just don't understand when teams and general managers specifically say, we're going to take the best player. How many times do you guys hear that? Every stinking year. Well, here is a really good player. And if they know something we don't, Mike, for example, we know he pleaded guilty for the legal issues. You know, we know what the consequences are going to be for that. Every NFL team knows. But if they know something we don't, let's just say, and I'm not telling you this is the case, his work ethic isn't there. And we don't necessarily like it. Okay. We don't know. I don't know.
And this one has been, you know, strange. You and I defending him, not knowing that this was going to drop the way it dropped when Todd McShay's piece of information, the nugget that he dropped, you know, about, what, six, eight weeks ago now, it seems like. I felt like, where's this coming from? Maybe McShay had some inside stuff that, you know, somebody at the program was aware of, maybe the traffic stuff and the speeding tickets and all that. But this guy, you know, you can still redeem and, is Laramie Tunsil known for, he looked like a nitwit smoking weed in a gas mask. He's still one of the best offensive tackles in the league.
Just got paid as such.
You know? I mean, you're defined by moments. Yeah, the guy's got a lot on his plate. Yes, he put himself in there by acting immaturely and making bad decisions. And some people, as you pointed out, stress. You talked about it yesterday. How do you pass on a guy who's one of the best players in college football, who's got a skill set you've never had on this team since Rod Coleman? Rod Coleman, okay, you don't even know who that is. You know, I don't get it. I don't like it. I'd like to see the guy get a second chance here in Atlanta, But that one, just that I'm a little mystified, a little ticked off, if I'm honest, bro. I did not like that when I heard that story this morning.
Yeah, it's what we're talking about along with the signing of Mike Hughes.
And why do you put it out there? Now you're limiting, because then maybe teams think you are going to take me. You couldn't use that for even trade equity, or maybe you leverage that spot for somebody who thinks you might go get Jalen Carter?
Again, this is per Josh Kendall. It is not the Falcons, right. Okay? But Josh Kendall covers the Falcons. We have Josh on all the time. He covers the Falcons. He's up there, he's up at Flowery Branch. It's not as if this is in his beat, okay? So when it comes from him, a trusted, credible source, I have to take it. I got to say, okay, this isn't some guy in his mom's basement. This is a guy that's around the team all the time. He's been to the Senior Bowl. He traveled with the staff to Vegas. So when it comes from that source, I have to take it as if it's the Bible, right? Like, hey, all right, they're not in on Jalen Carter. But it doesn't mean I have to like it. And if you're going to tell me that we're that good, that, oh, we're loaded at a defensive lineman or defensive tackle, and Onyemata is going to be the guy, which he may be, still doesn't mean that you don't draft this kind of talented guy. It just doesn't.
Yeah, and again, I'm having flashbacks, Carl, of taking all the way back to the early 2000s and Billy Knight, the then Hawks general manager, who never leveraged any position he had in the top 10, where basically the word was already on the street. I really like Marvin Williams. I really like Sheldon Williams. Why? Why are you saying this? Everybody else plays poker, you know? You're sitting there. It's almost like, hey, I got a six and a queen. Is that any good? No, what are you doing? So if to your point, if they are going to use Josh Kendall as the vessel to get this information out to the rest of the world, I don't understand it.
All right, 404-741-0929. Just got word that we are going to talk to Mac Hollins. That is our new wide receiver at 250 today. We've gotten a chance to run down a bunch of guys that have been signed in free agency. It's what we do. And you'll get a chance to hear from our newest receiver. He's bigger. I think he can help us. And I'm curious to know what he thinks about this particular situation with the Falcons. So that is on the way here in less than 20 minutes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You guys can dial us up. Let us know what you think as well. The Jalen Carter thing, whether you think he made a life mistake and choices and all that, that's one thing. But the other thing is sometimes you have to roll the dice and take a risk on guys that are talented.
And look, I know Rich McKay doesn't make personal moves anymore. Rich is at a higher level with the organization. Rich McKay did not have any qualms about grabbing Warren Sapp, okay? When Warren Sapp had everything about him that was killing his character and killing him in the draft, it made him drop all the way to the Bucs, and he helped him be the anchor of a team that went on to win the Super Bowl.
All right, more on this coming up. Again, Mac Hollins, 250, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we come back, can they get back on the right track, or were they mentally weak?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It is Dukes and Bell, Mac Hollins, our new wide receiver, coming on the show here in about 10 minutes. I want to be clear about my choice, okay, as we talk about this Jalen Carter situation where Josh Kendall from The Athletic says if he's there at 8, the Falcons are not going to pick him. I would prefer, if they're both there,
right?
I've said this, Nolan Smith or Carter, I like the versatility of Smith, okay? And I think as you grow this defense, and if he is the leader that I've heard he is, which I hear from everybody, if he is the guy that's in the locker room that has the attention of other guys and is able to get through the noise, that's a guy you want to have on your team. And so from that standpoint, not only his ability and his speed and his versatility, Mike, the locker room stuff matters. We can talk about it, doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Hawks, we can talk about it, doesn't, but it does. And so that is why, for me, if they're both there, I right now would tell you I want Nolan Smith. But if he's not there and you're telling me that Jalen Carter's on the board, how did we go from him being the number one potential overall pick like 2 months ago
right.
to all of a sudden, I get the off-the-field stuff, I get it. But all of a sudden his talent doesn't overwhelm you that you want to say, nah, we're good. We're good.
I mean, if you can get me another Micah Parsons, and that's why I hate to do the comp thing where we talk about it, but you know, you just – Chuck Smith, before he went on to be a coach now with the Ravens, said some interesting things about Nolan Smith. You recognize everything Carl just said, the leadership, the intangibles. Everyone loves this guy. You saw the reaction when he ran his 40 at the combine. But what exactly is he? How do you fit him into your defense? Is he a guy that can play standing up, hand in the dirt? Where is he going to have the most impact? You know, is he one of those guys who just does all things great, but not one super duper thing? Then there's a guy in Jalen Carter who just moves people off the ball, commands double teams, frees up other people on the defensive line, run stop, can get to the quarterback. And, yeah, I mean, I get it. College performance is no way indicative of what you're going to do with the pros. But, my God, this is a skill set we don't have on this team and we haven't had for decades.
My God, man.
My God, man. No, seriously. This one is like, now, unless there's more stuff. Now, if here's the deal. Now, I'll just play devil's advocate for 2 seconds,
right.
Okay? If he is an irresponsible guy and this moment has overwhelmed him. Now, I've never been involved in anything like he's dealing with. Again, he brought on himself. He was driving the car fast. He was in proximity. He was, you know, we know the semantics of the investigation. But do you say that, you know, I need a guy who's more mentally tough? Or are you saying for anybody who's 21 years of age, that might just be too much to handle? Not everybody's wired the same way.
I think it's a lot to handle.
I'm with you. I just don't know how that just qualifies this guy. As you said, from here to, oh, now he's out of the top 15. What are you, nuts?
Are you crazy? What are you new here? Come on.
Now, again, if he goes on to be Albert Haynesworth or Steve Entman or any other great, you know, defensive yeah. line busts of all time, so be it. Then we'll go to Fano. Okay, but right now, Carl says it all the time. We go with what we know. And we know a lot right now.
It's a precarious situation. It really is. Meanwhile, the Hawks getting ready to take on the Pistons tonight. Listen, after that embarrassing loss, I'm expecting them to respond tonight, okay? And I'm not telling them to blow the Pistons out because it is the NBA.
Right.
But the Pistons are terrible, okay? This is a bad basketball team. And, you know, you could say, well, so are we. Well, we were a bad basketball team the other night, but we're going to talk about this as the show moves on today. Our coverage begins a little bit later tonight here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hawks, Pistons, 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 tip. The Hawks are 21-23 in the Eastern Conference. That's in Eastern Conference games. So we're only 2 games over .500 against Eastern Conference opponents. 8-6 in games decided by less than 4 points. So we're not great in games where they're close, we're okay, but literally we're almost a 500 team in those situations. But the Pistons, Mike, are 7-37 against Eastern Conference opponents. That would be us. This is a bad team, okay?
Well, you know, we said this. This was a Nate type. This was an absolute Nate McMillan type game where you instead, but usually instead of you came out flat, you came out in the second half thinking you had this game won, and you got smoked. You then it was like
slow pace.
You're scrambling. You couldn't match their intensity. But this is really the first time, I guess you could argue, we've had this kind of a humiliating loss under Quinn Snyder.
Yes.
So how do you respond in this case for your new coach, and what does he do differently? So we'll find out. But look, yeah, let's just be real here. We're never getting into the playoffs. We're stuck in the play-in, and we're probably stuck playing the Heat.
Yeah.
We got to figure out that identity of what we're playing for.
And after you've got see, here's a funny thing. You know how, like, those guys who do what's that website, Chris? Tank something? Tankathon, whatever? They give you all the strength of schedule. We had one of the easier ones before we played, after we played San Antonio. Now we're the sixth most difficult schedule in the 10 games remaining.
Yeah, the identity thing is just interesting. Because I would dare you to go around the NBA and go listen to any of these other teams that are potentially going to be in the playoffs. I don't know if a lot of those top-tier teams are talking about identity. That to me, and I get where DeJounte's coming from. Like, we're 71 games in and we still haven't learned how to win this kind of game. Right. That's what he's saying. And you know, it's frustrating, man. It's just it really is driving me crazy about how inconsistent this team has been. We'll see what they do tonight against the Pistons. More on this coming up. Also on the way, Lauren Jabbar is going to join us next hour. I think in the 4 o'clock hour, should I say, 4:20 from Bally Sports. We'll get her opinions on the Hawks and what's going on there. And, you know, more than likely, you just feel like, can they put it together? It's beyond the play-in tournament, Mike. Here's the thing. Let's just say we get beyond the play-in tournament. What are they going to do in a 7-game series? Is this a team that gets swept in a 7-game series against – pick your opponent, guys. Go look at the Eastern Conference and go say, in a 7-game series, what happens with us against the Bucks or the Celtics or even the Sixers right now? And I know James Harden laid an egg, but that's James Harden. He does that every now and then. In a 7-game series, what kind of team are we going to be?
What are we playing for, you know?
That's what I'm asking.
Well, I mean, the 2 years ago, the run – the one after Pierce got fired, things just clicked, and we thought we were going to be onward and upward, and we've kind of gone backwards, and we've talked about, you know, the leadership thing or just somebody grabbing the you know, somebody other than John Collins in the room saying, guys, this can't stand. Well, do we have a standard? What is our standard? We have no, what is your standard? Your standard is you're mediocre. Your standard is you're 500. Your standard is you guys play defense selectively. I don't think there's maybe one or two games. Maybe the game against the West Coast against Portland, they played one game with four quarters of good defense.
Yeah.
So – this is where we're at. And then you said it, you brought up yesterday, maybe the DeJounte Murray thing doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Oh, it hasn't. And you've blown draft picks, so that's a huge mistake, and Schlenk didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And Schlenk's not here, so the guys who did want to do it are stuck trying to fix it.
Yeah, and by the way, and when I say it hasn't worked, it hasn't worked. If Quinn Snyder has some plan going into the offseason to get these guys on the same page, I can't wait to see how that's going to look. I don't put this on Snyder, but – again, for 71 games, you tell me what you've gotten. Have you gotten dominating guard play by the two guys who we thought were going to be one of the top three backcourts in the NBA, right? That's what you thought. We thought, Mike, and again, maybe fair or unfair, we're getting Tatum and Brown, right? We're getting, you know, CP3 and Booker, right? And I know CP3 is up in age. My point is, guys.
Not me personally.
This tandem where you go, man, not only is it must see, right, but on any given night, either one of these guys can take the game over. And we just haven't seen enough of it.
No. And you saw it, man. The Golden State game, that was great. I mean, that was something. But all the good will and all the good vibes go out the window because you follow that up with what we did in the second half against San Antonio. So this team, I know I've said it yesterday, Parcells' axiom, it applies. You are what you are. This is a flawed basketball team. And again, John Collins might be a better piece somewhere else. You know, I know, like, you don't find Rudy Gobert is growing on trees, but, you know, Capella's playing some decent ball. Okongwu's playing some decent ball. Griffin played pretty good the other night.
Yeah.
But, you know, but nobody does it. And DeAndre Hunter doesn't do it consistently.
No, he doesn't. Turtle, what were you saying, brother? Who has won 7 games?
Yeah, we're making a big deal out of the Golden State win, but they have 7 road wins all season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're the worst in the history of the NBA to be a defending champion. They're the worst team on the road. You can look it up. And so where do we find ourselves against the Heat? And the Heat exactly aren't even great shakes. They're 6-4 their last 10. But they've got 3 games in hand over us, and they seem to have the stymie entree in the half court.
We'll see what happens tonight. Going back, the Hawks beat the Pistons 130-105. It seems like, 2 years ago. Could have easily been. It was December 24th. Trey led the Hawks 26 points. Bogey led Bogdanovich, that is, who was with the Pistons at the time, 23 points. So I don't know what happens tonight. I mean, everybody keeps saying, they'll get better. This will give it. It hasn't gotten better. So I'm just hoping we put a game together and we're able to win tonight. And then they play at the T-Wolves on Wednesday. So this will be a back-to-back. Tonight you play and then tomorrow against the T-Wolves. 404-741-0929. We are going to, again, get our newest wide receiver on, Mac Hollins, who is one of the newest additions to our wide receiver room. And ironically, Mike and I were talking about the size of the wide receiver room yesterday. In our Falcon report at 5 o'clock, we were talking about how the size is going to matter for Desmond Ridder. And, guys, we talk about all this stuff, catch radius, you know, like just throw it up. You got a bunch of guys now, literally, and I'm not saying Desmond Ridder's not accurate. We haven't seen enough of him at the professional level to say he is or isn't. He had some nice throws. There were a couple of throws last year, Mike, in those four games where you went, okay, that was a professional throw.
Yeah, he uncorked a couple of nice ones, and some of his best throws went to Drake London. We never got a chance to see him with Pitts because Kyle was knocked out of the box before Drake, before Desmond finally got out there. But Drake London, he got him involved. I know that you mentioned I love Jonnu Smith, man. Again, he's raring to go because he's had 2 years basically stuck in neutral. It was a bad fit for him. Sometimes the guys get traded, and that's the case. He had 11 touchdowns in 2 seasons with Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
8 touchdowns in 1 season his last year with those guys.
Yeah, I just think that the group as a whole is better. The quarterback play, though, is going to be the key. Because you can have better wide receivers. Mm-hmm. Hell, we had Julio and all these guys over the years. It's still about the quarterback play, Mike, and whether or not the delivery system is going to be there. If it's there, then Desmond Ridder is going to put up really decent numbers. And, again, you can't control the health stuff. That, you know, guys get hurt. But let's just say if guys are not hurt and we go through a season where you have a full, healthy Kyle Pitts and a Drake London and all these other weapons at your disposal, you know, you should be looking at a 35 kind of touchdown year. Mm-hmm. Is that too much to ask for a guy who's, you know, got, what, 4 touchdowns as an NFL quarterback?
But that's the thing. As Herm Edwards told us a few weeks ago, man, you don't know what you got. 4 games is not enough to know. It's not a knock on Ridder. That's not saying Ridder can't do the job, but we haven't had enough to know what he is yet.
No doubt. Yeah,
but you're giving him, to your point, you're giving him all the weapons, more weapons than he had last season, and hopefully a good left guard too.
All right, guys are hitting me up and saying, did you also see the other report as we await Mac Hollins that the Falcons announced defensive lineman Eddie Goldman has been reinstated?
Off the reserve list?
Yeah. He was a second-round pick in 2015. He's got 13 career sacks and 73 starts. Guys are like, it's interesting. I don't know if it's interesting. It's I don't know if Goldman can play. He's another body. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's a difference maker.
He's a guy thanks to Ryan Pace. He was a Bear.
Correct. He did. He was going to play with us, and then he retired or, you know, whatever this was. And this is why he's coming off of the, you know, he's being reinstated. At the time when we were going to do this, I liked it. And then he was like, no, I'm done. And so now apparently he's not, and he's come. Great. If you're telling
me 29.
We're adding another defensive lineman that can play, because that's my thing. I don't know if he can play, Mike. If he can play, great. But I'm not going to get overly excited about the fact that they've announced that Eddie Goldman has been reinstated.
I mean, it would be another body in that defensive tackle rotation. But if we're honest, guys, and you look at the Falcons' depth chart right now, Taquan Graham is a guy certainly that you like, right? He did a nice job. And then you mentioned Goldman. Here's a guy coming out of retirement. I mean, that's why we get back to the Jalen Carter conversation we had earlier in the hour.
Mike, this should not deter you from signing or drafting Jalen Carter. If you're telling me that this is the reason why now he might be out of the picture at 8, that's not enough for me. Like, again, give me the best players and we'll figure it out.
I mean, we like Taquan Graham. We certainly like Onyemata. But everything else that you've got in the rotation are just dudes. And the Eagles just went to the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm not going to rehash look at the list of the defensive players and the teams that have all the depth on the D-line that we don't have. So... This one's got a lot of guys really irked on the text line. The fact that our article in The Athletic from Josh Kendall saying the Falcons, he's hearing, at least through his sources, that the Falcons would not touch Jalen Carter with the proverbial 10-foot pole.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. We're coming back. Hollins is going to join us when we do. Mac Hollins, our new wide receiver, will join us. We'll talk all things about the position, the transition, his time in Vegas, and much more next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.